From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's meeting this hour with his cabinet about the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They're expected to discuss the extent of the damage so far and the likely long-term ecological impact of the oil spill. Millions of gallons of oil had spilled into the water since a rig exploded and sank off the Louisiana coast last month. BP is moving ahead with new deep-sea efforts to stop the flow. The company's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, on CBS warns a break won't come anytime soon.
We're not going to be able to stop it today or the next few days. The earliest chance for that will probably be late next week.
Meanwhile, environmental groups are slamming a federal appeals court's decision not to stop Shell from drilling exploratory wells off Alaska's coast. They say it's especially disappointing in light of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which has raised fresh concerns about offshore drilling. Yesterday, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lawsuits challenging the Minerals Management Service's approval of Shell's plans. The countdown is going smoothly for what's planned to be the final flight of Space Shuttle Atlantis today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that everything remains on schedule for liftoff at 2:20 p.m. Eastern.
The six-man crew of Atlantis is out at the launch pad, the shuttle is fueled up, and the weather around Kennedy Space Center in Florida is looking good for today's launch attempt. Atlantis will carry up a new Russian room that astronauts will install onto the International Space Station. The shuttle is also loaded with supplies and spare parts for the outpost. The mission is expected to last 12 days. If all goes as planned, this will be the final mission for Atlantis. NASA is getting ready to end its space shuttle program later this year, and the agency plans to fly each of its three shuttles just one more time. Atlantis made its first flight back in 1985. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Consumers are still spending more, and that's faring well for retailers. Commerce Department reports retail sales rose 0.4% last month. Danielle Carson has more details.
Unlike March's across-the-board increases, retail sales slipped in most categories last month. People did spend money in hardware stores, where sales shot up nearly 7%. David Ressler, chief economist at Nomura Securities, isn't bothered by the weaker April report. He says consumers are still pitching in towards the recovery.
People do spend more just ahead of Easter and then spend a little less after Easter. And retail reports from early May suggest that momentum in consumer spending and retail activity is continuing. And this is just kind of a wiggle around that impressive trend.
Ressler cautions retail sales could falter without income growth, but he expects it'll increase given that job growth is picking up. Employment payrolls grew by 290,000 last month. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Dow's down more than 200 points. This is NPR. Investors appear to be increasingly rattled about a debt crisis in Europe, and that's certainly affecting U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow was down 206 points at 10,577. NASDAQ was down 65 at 2,329. Central Bangkok's turning into a virtual war zone, with bullets flying across a heavily fortified anti-government encampment in the Thai capital. Clashes with government forces have led to at least 7 deaths since overnight. Yesterday, a chief military advisor for the anti-government movement was shot in the head. Doctors say he is in a coma. Thousands of people have been camped out in Bangkok for months, demanding the prime minister's resignation and new elections. Michael Douglas and Oliver Stone return to the Cannes Film Festival today with another blockbuster about greed on Wall Street. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the sequel to the 1987 hit Wall Street could not have appeared at a riper time.
Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps is a high-intensity dramatization of the 2008 financial crisis, and it screens as Europe is reeling from the Greek debt crisis. 65-year-old Douglas returns as predatory investment fraudster Gordon Gekko. In the new film, Gekko comes out of jail older and wiser, but with the same reptilian instincts.
Greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
Wall Street 2 is screening out of competition. Most of the films vying for Cannes' top award this year are independent and arthouse films, and the usually glitzy ambiance of the Riviera Festival is said to be more muted this year, with fewer Hollywood stars walking up the red carpet. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.